Hi, everybody. Welcome to End of the Day Podcast with me, Kitty Jones. And it is first week of October. I don't even remember the first 9 months of the year, but here we are in the fourth quarter. Hopefully you guys are, you know, have your last 2 month goals intact and you're knocking everything that you felt that you wanted to accomplish this year out the park, and you're getting to the finish line before the next year. I'm excited because I know a lot of people that follow me or kept up with my story in the last 4 years. There was a guilty verdict on the R. Kelly trial last week, and I did a quick thoughts, I think about a 3-minute video last week on it, and because I was so busy, I didn't get a chance to do or give my full thoughts. And this show isn't really about that, but this is just another quick thank you for people that have reached out. And yeah, so things are going great. And there's so many projects ahead that I can't wait to share with you guys, especially if you're a follower of some of the Lifetime documentaries. There's something in store regarding that as well. So just stay tuned on my journey. And don't forget, my new Instagram is Author Kitty on Instagram. So refollow me. I'm rebuilding my page. I promise I won't be deleting it this time. But yeah, so down what's trending right now is Squid Games. Every time I've logged on to see, you know, what people are talking about in my inbox, I have like a lot of my friends, and they know that I'm a really big movie buff, and I'm always looking for something to watch when I'm winding down and I've had a long day. I really tend to be more engaged in thrillers, thought-provoking films and things of that nature. So one of my good friends who's, if you guys have heard any shuffling in the background, I have him on the line. He's one of the people that reached out to me and said, hey, man. And this is before I actually saw it trending. Ken is joining me right now on the line. Hi, Ken.
Hey, how you doing?
He's a radio and podcast host as well out of Dallas, as well as a writer and comedian. Longtime friend. I think we're about, what, 10 years, 11 years in?
Yes, it's been a while, yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah, so I was saying that Squid Games, every time I log on, I see a post or I see people inboxing me about it. And I will say I owe this to you. You were the first, I remember, as early as Wednesday last week to say, you know what, you need to watch Squid Games. And I said, what is he talking about? It's a weird title, but what's fascinating about this, I still haven't watched, and I plan on it after our conversation tonight. So without giving it away, but can you engage me as far as giving me a brief summary? Because that's something that I have yet to hear. People just keep saying, no, you just need to watch it. I need
more. So let me get it first correct. It's Squid Game, no S. So
okay, no S.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's it. And people have been calling it Squid's Game, Squid's Game, everything. So you're not alone. So don't feel bad.
Yeah.
Nobody would really, you know, turn on something like that. I'll put it to you like this. It's you remember when the movie Saw came out?
I do.
And you remember how big it was? And how everybody was like, oh my God, this is nothing I've ever seen before.
Right.
Well, it's a good mix between, I would say it's a mix between Saw. Picture the movie Saw with a mix between that and the movie The Hunger Games. So it's a kind of a mix between those two. So if you're a fan of either one of those franchises, this is going to be something that you're into.
Okay, I have followed Saw, I think 1 through 4. And after that, I got lost. But I never watched The Hunger Games.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about it is, this is what you have to know going into Squid Game. First thing is, it comes out of Korea. So coming out of Korea, they have a lot of, you know, stuff that's really interesting. But the mix up is that usually it has subtitles. Well, they have an actual English dubbed version of this, so you can appreciate it more if you're watching it for the first time. You're not going to be reading subtitles.
Okay. Okay.
So it's English dubbed, but it's extremely, I think the reason
engaging.
That
it's
engaging, but I also feel like it's like the movie Saw, but instead of using traps, they're playing children's games.
Wow. Okay.
So Squid Game, actually, it's explained in the beginning, is an actual game that they play in Korea, but it's the movie or the series, because it's actually 9 episodes.
That was going to be my next question. Is this a 2-hour?
No, it's a 9 episode series.
Okay.
And I will tell you this, if you're a fan of Saw or you're a fan of those sorts of movies,
mm-hmm.
like you'll want to binge watch it in one sitting, which I did. So
are they 30 minutes each episode or an hour?
They're an hour.
Okay, so basically don't start it tonight because I'm going to be up till about 8 in the morning.
I'll put it to you like this. I would watch the very first episode tonight. Just watch one episode. And if you get through that one episode, I guarantee you'll want to watch the rest.
Okay, so I need 9 hours of my day or time tomorrow to set aside.
You got the weekend coming up. You got the weekend. I would actually probably put it off to the weekend.
Okay, because I'm like,
it's still the number one show in the country on Netflix.
And
it's
been that way for a while. I gotta see, like, this is just getting out of hand. Like, is it really but you know what's crazy? I saw that it was released almost a month ago. So I wonder why in the last 7 days, is it just word of mouth?
I think it's just word of mouth. Yeah, okay. Everybody that's watched it, you're going to be so shocked by it that you're going to have no choice but to finish it. So it's not like anything you would expect.
Okay. So,
you know, it's definitely worth a watch. I think you should check it out. Everybody I've known that's watched it, I even turned my younger brother on. He and I watched a couple episodes, and I know he went home and finished it. It's that interesting. So
got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know what I'm going to do? We have this podcast going. It's kind of late. I don't normally turn in until a little after midnight these days, but that will be something to engage me before bed. And I thank you so much for putting me on.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm even more interested in hearing, a better, I guess, description of what it's about and comparing it to other movies that kind of fall in line with that. I will be checking it out tonight. Is there anything else you recommend as far as thrillers or thought-provoking?
There are a couple of things on Netflix I would recommend if you haven't seen them already. Money Heist is a good one.
I have not.
Money Heist is a good... It's a heist film, but the way it's done is it's done in parts. So each part is an hour. I think it's four parts, but it's a really good heist movie, you know, bank robbers, things like that. So Money Heist is another good one. That's about it on Netflix. I mean, there's a ton of other stuff, but I also watched one other show once I watched Squid Game, because I thought it was similar. It's called Alice in Borderland.
Oh, yeah. I do hear people talking about that too.
Yeah, Alice in Borderland. I put it to you like this. If you watch that before you watch Squid Game, you might appreciate it more than if you watch it after. Because Squid Game is so much better written. So, you'll appreciate Squid Game a lot more. But Alice in Borderland, some people will like it. So you might check that out too.
Okay, this is intriguing. Mm. I love it. Let me ask you this, since you're putting me on this to things or whatever that I can, I guess, you know, watch on my downtime. But are you familiar with the streaming service Tubi?
I do. I love Tubi. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Not a lot of people are familiar with it. I think it's starting to kind of become a little bit of, you know, a popular thing to have.
It's free. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's free. And yeah. I think a year ago when I think I first mentioned it to some people that, you know, in my circle, they were like, what's that? And I was like, oh, my God. Like, these films on Tubi, they're normally when you find a free streaming service, is that what we call it? Because it's free, is it still considered? Okay, cool. Yeah. The movies that are normally on the free services, they're like ones that are kind of like, what do we call them? Like B movies? Like
Low budget.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And then it's now be honest, there are some low budget independent films on there, but they still have like quality films that aren't, some of them are on, I've seen on Prime Video that are on Tubi, and Prime Video is actually charging $2.99. Some of the ones that are free on Tubi, and it's, I'm like, I have Prime Video, and I'm like, these are some of the same movies on Tubi. So I'm paying for Prime Video, what I think $8 or $9 a month. Yeah. I believe that's what I'm paying. And then on Tubi, I'm looking, and it's like, for example, I think it was Lowdown Dirty Shame, and I think Juice. Yeah.
Yeah, they got Vampire in Brooklyn was on there.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I mean, Tubi is great. If you don't mind, you know, a few commercials, that's the only drawback is the commercials.
But it didn't used to have that. I think the popularity of it.
But
you know,
yeah, Tubi's a good one. Pluto TV is a pretty good
Pluto. I caught on to Pluto. But you know what messed me up though? Because I thought I was really, really getting something free. Okay, it is free.
Yes.
But when I saw BET, I was like, oh, well, shoot. I don't have to be paying for, because I also have, I think at the time I had Sling, but now I have Philo. But I didn't know that the BET channel on Pluto was, it wasn't live. It's like a...
Yeah, like syndication. Yeah,
I didn't know.
Yep, it's
so
syndication.
I was scrolling through one day and I was like, where's the BET Awards? Like, where's...
Nah, BET got their own streaming too. You got to get the BET streaming package for that.
Well, if you have Philo, have you heard of Philo?
I haven't, no.
Okay. Oh my God, this is a great comment because I love putting people onto stuff that'll save them money. Okay, so first I'll get Tubi out the way. Tubi, I'm glad you have it. People that are listening, add that channel to your television or your phone. It has really good updated films. It's not just all independent and B movies. They even have Fox Soul on there for free for you to watch. You don't have to look at it online or on Instagram channels or anything like that. You're actually looking at it live. There's options there for you to watch live TV in your city. I think that's a good, it's something that they've added, I think, in the last year as well. And it didn't used to always have commercials, and there's still not a lot of commercials.
No, there's not a lot of them.
Yeah. And there's some old school movies on there that my jaw dropped that I saw. have you seen Stepfathers 1 through 3?
Stepfathers 1? I haven't.
Oh my God. Well, it's called The Stepfather. And there's 1, 2, and 3. And the movie came out in the 80s, and they remade Stepfather 1. I think back in 2000 and I want to say 9 or 10. Right. And it was kind of trash. I mean, it, you know, when you remake a classic film, have to be very, very careful.
Sure.
You know, so they kind of, instead of like on the original Stepfather 1, it was about the stepfather killing his old family and then finding a new family to
kill.
Basically.
Oh, okay.
But his what he seeks out is single moms. He likes a mother that has one child. And that's what he takes advantage of. Yeah. That's his preference. And so in the first one, the one that they actually tried to remake, It was a mom and her teenage daughter. But when they remade it in the, I think, 2010s, it was the stepfather. And she, at the time, he met the lady in the grocery store, and she had like a teenage son home from college or something like that. And then two other kids. And it was just a totally different. It's interesting, you know, the twist that they put on it, but it's not the same. But I would recommend that to you. Please watch, because three is my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called The Stepfather.
You know what? Also, in Tubi is another good movie, and this is kind of it's great because it kind of fits into the Squid Game convo. There's a movie on there called Cube.
Cube.
If you've never watched Cube, I would watch Cube on Tubi. It's a it's crazy because there you will see some Squid Game influences in Cube. Cube came out, you know, well before, but you will see, you know, you'll get the feeling of the vibe for what Squid Game is like. So if you watch Tubi, check out Cube. It's on there too.
This just popped in my mind before I talk about Philo. Have you seen The Circle on Netflix?
I haven't. No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, so the way that you're kind of describing some of this, it reminds me of The Circle a little bit, but not as intense. But The Circle was just people like in this big circle, and they were talking about their flaws in life and the bad things that they've done to people. And you know, just, I guess, confessing whatever sins that they have, and they're in this dark space.
Right.
And when the movie first comes on, it's like this light comes on, and it's only like a spotlight in the people in the circle. And everybody's looking around like, how do we get here? Who are you guys? You know? And so everyone starts talking about, you know, their background and what they've done and, you know, like I said, flaws. And they have to choose like who's going to die next. And it starts being like this, they don't know that they're in this circle to die and see who they choose to live out of the circle. And I think it starts off with like, I want to say 100 people. Right. And so, yeah, I don't want to give it away, but you know, it's thought provoking, but the ending is a little confusing, and I want someone to watch it so I can figure out the end because I can't.
I you know, I don't watch a ton of television anyway.
Yeah, but
I'll have to check it out. Like, yeah, okay. I can see it. Yeah, it's similar in that regard. I think Squid Game is. And this is another thing I should preface: is Squid Game is extremely violent. It's extremely violent, but that's why, you know, I kind of likened it to Saw, because it's like that, but it's like I said, the story is much, much better. So the thing is, these people are destitute, and they, you know, I won't tell it all to you, but like I said, just check it out. It's really, it tugs at the heartstrings. There's moments in it where you're like, you feel horrible for the people, and
I'll need tissue.
Toward later episodes, you will. But I'd say maybe the first four or five episodes, you'll just be jaw dropped. You know, your jaw will be dropping because it's that crazy.
Okay, yeah. Well, I might give it a couple hours tonight. I'm energized. Yeah. Okay, so that's on the movies and stream free. If you don't want to be paying for a bunch of different streaming services to get some good quality throwback and current films, Tubi is the one to go for. And that's Ken's background on what he thinks, not background, but summary on Squid Game, and not with an S. So I'm going to tell... I'm sorry.
I said no S. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, no S. So Philo, I want to put you on Philo before we go here. And again, thank you for joining me on the podcast. Okay, so Philo is my favorite, and I'm going to tell you why. I've done Hulu Live. I've done Sling. I've done, you know, all these different streaming services where you can get all these channels, and you still end up, it still ends up being a channel that you really like that's not included in it.
Oh, right. Of course.
Sure. So you end up getting, you look up and it's like your account is being deducted for like 5 or 6 different ones because you're trying to, you know, have all the channels that you really like. And it's expensive after a while, but I pay about $20, $21.
Oh, so is it like a build your own cable?
Sure. No, but okay. So Philo has A&E, Lifetime, which, and my favorite channel of all is the ID channel. So I was looking for something that had ID channel, as well as some of the others like the BETs and the TV ones, and because sometimes TV One is missing from streaming services, and you have to get that separately. So this has MTV, BET, TV One, VH1, ID Channel, Lifetime, LMN, you name it, it's on there, A&E. Wow. And what's special about this to me is, like I said, it's live and you can still pause, you can save, go back and watch it later. You can type in movies that aren't on the guide and it'll pop up. Like, for example, I was thinking about the Sanaa Lathan and Michael Ealy movie the other day, The Perfect Guy. And I was like, man, I wonder, I hadn't seen that in a long time. I wonder what, you know, what streaming service has it. I typed it in on, I think, Prime Video, and they were charging $2.99. I typed it in on Tubi. It didn't pop up that it was available on there yet. So I went to Philo. And I typed it in and boom, there it was available on demand on the Lifetime. And right. I clicked on it and I watched it twice. And I was like, you know, it's that good. Like you can just, and even like you can just binge watch like some of your favorite series. Like I'm big on a series called Fear Thy Neighbor on the ID channel. Okay. And it's about, have you seen it?
I haven't.
Okay. It's about, it's real stories about people that have lived in neighborhoods and their neighbors have harassed them. And, you know, it plays out with like actors and stuff, but it's real stories. And it's, you know, horrifying. Some of it has really bad endings where neighbors end up killing each other or stalking. And it's, you know, it's engaging. I love it. Because I find myself Googling, you know, like afterwards, like, oh my God, did this really happen? And what did real people look like?
What happened to them? Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one of my favorite series. So sometimes I'll binge that. And like I said, I just like the luxury of, because I'm so busy at times, of being able to go back and look at the stuff because you can save it or watch it on demand. And you're just paying $21 a month. Like, that's, you know, deal. Yeah. And I can go back and watch, even though the BET Hip Hop Awards, you know, I haven't watched it in years, but if I decide a month from now, hey, I want to go watch this, I can just type it in and put and press play, you know? So, yeah. So Philo, I recommend. I've had it for about a year now. So if you're looking for something new and it has all the channels on there, it doesn't have the premium stuff, of course, like the HBOs and Stars, like that's separate. But right. just some of the really fun basic channels of that we used to have on cable. When right. do people even have cable anymore?
Well, you know, I was gonna say, you know, the thing is now is it's some people still have cable. Don't get me wrong, because they still want to watch USA. They still want to watch some of those channels. But the thing is that I've noticed now is especially people that own smart televisions, like Samsung has their own service, but it's like a basic cable. So if you turn on the television on the smart TV, it actually has live TV, which is your normal over-the-air channels. And then they have what they call Samsung TV.
And that's, what channels are included in that?
It's channels that you don't typically get locally. So if I get on Samsung TV and I want to watch the Black News, they actually have a Black News
show. It's called that?
It's called the Black News. I'm serious.
So I love it. Wow.
Yeah, they got all black anchors and reporters, and it's wild because it looks like it's based out of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
But you get all sorts of channels on Samsung TV, but you also get some movies, you get some series and, you know, stuff like that. You can catch like Seinfeld on there if you want to watch it, you know, just all sorts of things. And I think that's the way television is going, is these new television brands are going to start offering their own, you know, basic cable when you purchase the television, if you have a smart television. So cable's going away. Yeah, cable's
going away. Yeah, because I rarely talk to or know of anyone that actually, you know, remember it was all about DirecTV and our cable, you know, in our towns or whatever that people depended on. And you remember the days where it would go down and everybody would be like, is your cable down? And calling each other. Yep. Now it's like everyone has a different, you know, streaming that they're using. So I like the change.
I do. But people want to watch what they want to watch when they want to watch it. Yeah, it is.
Because now you don't feel at the mercy of, oh, we got to rush home at 8 o'clock to watch XYZ. Yeah. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so it's fun. I like the times that we're in now. Okay, so it's Philo, Tubi,
Pluto.
Netflix, Pluto.
Right.
And then, of course, again, we're circling back. If you haven't seen Squid Game,
yes,
check it out. Checking it out.
people need to give it a chance now. Like I said, people turn it on, and then when they initially see that it's a Korean series, they may.
And the mouths are moving, and it's like, what's happening? Because it's not matching. Yeah, that's the turnoff sometimes.
They may be entitled, or they feel like, this is not going to be my vibe. If you just watch the first episode.
Yeah, give it a chance.
Just one episode, you'll be hooked. I guarantee it.
Well, thank you, Ken. I plan on turning it on when we hang up here. And I thank you so much for joining me and taking the time, because I'm recording late this evening, and I appreciate it. And you guys follow Ken on his Instagram and give that out if you can.
Sure. I'm on Twitter and Instagram. Kemp Said What. That's Kemp. And then the word said and what. All together.
And Kemp is spelled K-E-M, like Mary, and the letter P.
Yep, that's me.
Kemp Said What on Twitter, and it's the same on Instagram. You guys follow him. He's a funny actor, comedian, writer, and former radio host and podcast host. And he kind of blesses us every now and then, and he'll be hopping on with me. Thanks again. And you guys, again, thank you for tuning in to End of the Day Podcast with me, Kitty Jones. All right, Ken. I appreciate it. I'm going to be editing this, and I'm going to be putting it up tonight.
All right, cool.
Okay. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye.